This is Matt Wells at UN News. Vaccinations against the latest deadly Ebola virus outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC, are set to begin on Wednesday, the World Health Organization, WHO, has announced. The development in North Kivu follows the confirmation that the virus shares the same Zaire strain as the most recent outbreak on the other side of the country, which was declared over 2 weeks ago. In an interview with UN News's Daniel Johnson, WHO spokesperson Tarek Yasarevich said that one of the biggest challenges remains getting access to areas threatened by ongoing violence linked to countless armed militia.
So yesterday we received results of genetic sequencing of the Ebola virus that has been found in North Kivu, and the results show that it is a Zaire species of Ebola virus. So this is good news in a way, because we have the vaccine that is efficient against this species of the virus. The results also showed that it's a different lineage from the Ebola virus that we were fighting against in Equatorial Province a few months ago. So this tells us basically that there is no linkage between two outbreaks. So this is a different outbreak that we are dealing with right now.
And when might we expect the vaccine that was used in the Equator Province outbreak that was declared over only, 2 weeks ago, when might we expect that vaccine to be rolled out now?
Well, we expect first vaccines to be administered today. Probably just after noon, we will start with the health workers in Beni, in Mandima area. After that, obviously, we will expand to contacts of people who have been tested positive for Ebola and their contacts to get into this ring vaccination method. So the vaccination will start today. We had some 3,200 doses left over from the vaccination in Equatorial Province that were brought to North Kivu. We immediately, after the announcement of a new outbreak, started to move in cold chain equipment and other necessary equipment for the vaccination. So we expect first vaccines to be administered today.
You also have a mobile lab there, which is presumably helping with confirming who is infected and who isn't. But how about access to the remote areas, bearing in mind this area has been subject to years and decades of conflict?
Yes, security is definitely a big consideration in this outbreak. For the time being, we have teams in Beni and in Mangima where we have the access, but we may need to go to surrounding area to trace contacts, to follow up on people who may have been exposed to the virus. And that could be problematic because we know that there are a number of armed groups active in this region, and that UN has characterized North Kivu as a level 4 of security, which is a very high level. So we are now working with the UN and its security department to see what measures we will need to put in place for the responding teams, because their security is obviously of the utmost importance.
Of course, and they'll be getting some support hopefully from MONUSCO, the UN peacekeeping mission there, one of the largest UN peacekeeping mission. But you have around 900 contacts or confirmed or suspected cases identified already. What are the chances of getting to them, and what are the chances of stopping the virus from spreading to some of the neighbouring countries bordering Rwanda, Uganda, Burundi and South Sudan?
Well, exactly. We have so teams that are now on the ground looking into to list of contacts, looking into how to reach them in a parallel doing the first vaccination. So it is something that may take time. We are hopeful that we will be able to do what is needed to be done. But obviously, as we move forward, security may be a major constraint that we will have to deal with in this outbreak.
Yes, and last question, Tarek. I know you have lots of things to do. What's the latest update on the number of victims? 36 is my latest figure. How many people have died from the latest Ebola virus outbreak?
Well, the latest figures is still that we have 43 cases in total, including 36 deaths. This is the number of confirmed and probable deaths. Again, what is really important right now is to do this basic epidemiological investigation work, trying to map out where the virus may have gone and who may have been exposed to the virus.